Good morning, Kent.
Hey, Michelle, about how long have you worked there at Timo's Pizza in Johnston City?
I have been there for 3.5 years, ever since they opened.
I got you. Good people over there.
Yeah, I think so. My sister owns it, so I think they're really good people.
Yeah. And it's good food, too. I'll tell you, that food over there, oh, man. While we were there with the broadcast, I found out that you have a pretty remarkable St. Jude story. And what do you know about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Michelle?
Well, in 1998, my son, he was 12 years old, diagnosed with leukemia. He was fine one day. The next, he was playing ball and ball tournaments, started complaining of severe leg pain. And then he developed a nosebleed that wouldn't stop. We rushed him to Western Baptist Hospital. There, they sent us directly to St. Jude. We wasn't even allowed to go home to get any clothing.
Wow.
Or anything. No, we had to go. It was critical. Jacob received 3.5 years of chemotherapy at St. Jude. During that time, as a mother, of course, I never left his side. I lost my job, but I never had to pay for a dime the whole time I was there. He was on high-dose chemotherapy. I can't tell you the number of blood transfusions he received, plasma. We were talking thousands and thousands of dollars. That I had no insurance, not a dime to pay for any of it.
Wow.
Not only that, they put us up. We stayed in the Ronald McDonald House. I didn't have to pay for any of my food, none of that. And when Jacob came home for his maintenance chemotherapy, St. Jude also paid for that.
This is a crazy time whenever your kid is hurting and you can't do anything to help them. But the whole time, were you praying like, God, am I in the right spot? Are we going to make it through this? What was going through your mind, Michelle?
Yes. Yeah, of course. I was scared, and I didn't know if I was in the right spot. And there was many a times that, of course, I stayed in the room with Jacob at the hospital, and they had a parent shower room. And I would go in there and cry and pray. And I know with all my heart that God works through that facility to care for those children.
So you went in when Jacob was 12, and the treatments, the heavy-duty chemotherapy there ended when he was like 15 and a half or so?
That's correct.
What kind was he on? Was he on a new treatment plan, a protocol?
Yes, St. Jude is a research hospital. They're constantly coming up with new researches to try and end childhood cancer. Jacob was put on protocol 14, him and another little girl, the same age. And during that time, CBS was doing a special on childhood cancer. It was called The Second Chance.
He became a TV star at the same time.
He did, and they actually, when we got to come home, they CBS come to our hometown and filmed him during that time, which was a very neat experience. Also, they had the country music singers come in. They do so much for the children. Travis Tritt actually come in Jacob's room and laid in the bed with him.
Wow!
He sure did. He requested, they had several of them there, and he wanted to see Travis Tritt, and he sure did.
What an amazing story. However, there's one more thing that I want to throw out here today, is that the folks down there at one point in time, you know, they said to you all, he probably not going to have any kids, right?
Exactly. Yes, they did tell him that. And he has two children.
So you're grandma.
Yes, they are miracle grandbabies. I'm very proud of them. It goes to show you how God can intervene.
The kids' names are Landon and Cadence, and Jacob's wife is Rebecca. And where do they reside now?
In DeSoto.
Well, did you tell him that you'd be talking to me today?
Yes.
Okay, otherwise he's going to be really surprised.
Yeah, he was very happy. He was unable to. I wish he could have been here to speak on his behalf. He was very happy to hear that.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Michelle, you have an amazing story right there, and I want to thank you for your time because it kind of brings everything into full circle, what we do here in the month of March, especially at Z100. So what a miracle, what an amazing story, and I thank you for your time, and God bless you, Michelle.
Well, I want to thank you too, Kent. Thank you very much, because I do know if it wasn't for St. Jude, I wouldn't have my son today.